Hello, this is Tech Coffee with Vito Domingos on the 16th of June, and here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Apple is developing production plans for its next iPhones that stress cheaper liquid crystal displays, in a sign of consumer sensitivity to the price of smartphones. Apple expects LCD models to make up the majority of iPhone sales in its lineup to be released this fall, a greater proportion than analysts had anticipated, and plans to use the displays next year as well, said people involved in Apple's supply chain. Google's DeepMind designed a neural network that can generate a 3D scene based on a single 2D image. The system is called the Generative Query Network, and it uses details from a static image to assess spatial relationships, including the position of the camera and the light source, and how it cast shadows and rendered opposite sides of objects not visible in the original image. AT&T finishes acquiring Time Warner, becoming a massive media conglomerate. The $85 billion deal puts the many massive media properties owned by Time Warner, including HBO, Warner Bros. And CNN, under the ownership of one of America's largest internet, TV, and phone service providers. It creates a whole mess of potential conflicts of interest when it comes to content favoritism, with opponents of the deal drawing concern around AT&T's ability to promote its own shows and movies over those of other companies. Researchers have found more than 43 million email addresses which have been leaked from a botnet that distributed both the GrandGrab and Trick malware. Many of these email addresses are the old ones from AOL and Yahoo accounts. Trick is a classic Trojan, and GrandGrab is using the latest version of this ransomware attack. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find out more at ondismedia.com.